We're back. You're listening to Greyhound Women's Basketball on 105.9 KSL Country, your number one local information station. I'm Doc Elder, broadcasting live from the pit as part of Rudy Moon Broadcasting Committee Equipment. I'd like to welcome the listeners to the Hunt Insurance postgame show. And we've got Josh Prock, the head man of Greyhound Women's Basketball. Coach, I'm here to tell you, if they had not shot, and I'm not making this up, 54 free throws, I think you guys win that game.
It was a big disparity. But, you know, Doc, you know what that tells me is the composure, the toughness. I mean, whatever other words you want to throw out there, think about it for our girls. They got 47, 50, whatever, more free throws than we did, and we lost by 19. I cannot explain to you people how impressed I am with the composure of these young ladies, the way they execute. And across the board, they had a 3 or 4 inch height, you know, on us.
Every position.
And that number zero for them, I bet you she's a Mountain West, you know, all-conference guard. I mean, she's really good. I'm very, very, I'm ready, you know, we're ready to go. We're ready to go next week, Doc. There's no doubt.
Yeah, no question. I mean, you guys had a great game against Southern Utah on Friday night. Had a chance to tie it at the buzzer, and this score is not indicative of how close the game it was for most of the contest.
Oh, I agree, Doc. I mean, and I haven't seen a final stat sheet yet, but just to know how impressed I am with every kid up and down the board. You know, these kids battle for you. And I think what shows, too, Doc, out there, is how much they love each other.
Yep.
I mean, you can tell these kids get along. They really like each other. It's impressive to see. Thank you. Very impressive to see. You know, I mean, to see there, okay, we just got the final stat sheets there, Doc. I mean, to know how big of a height differential is and get out-rebounded by 6, you know, and only have 14 turnovers on 17 assists, you know, I mean, it's an impressive feat for our young ladies today.
No question about it. And, we knew going into the season how good Cassandra Harris was going to be. We knew how good Michaela Connor was going to be, but two newcomers really impressed me, the McCants girl and the Dennis girl. Both ended up with 12 points, and McCants was your second leading rebounder with 8 boards.
Yeah, there's a reason why, you know, she went to UTEP out of high school. I mean, she definitely belongs, you know, out there for sure, especially against, I mean, so there, she was an impressive young lady. And, you know, you look at, like, Amari Dennis, too, you know, with 12 points, and then she followed up with 10 the other night. I mean, that was a late get for us from Texas Southern that we're extremely excited about. I mean, I'm pleased, Doc. We're ready to go for next week.
And I tell you what, the girl that impressed me the most in terms of her improvement from last year to this year, Eliza Martinez,
yeah.
8 points, 3 rebounds. She had an assist, she had a block, and she had a steal. That's a great line for her. I mean, that's like twice the production she gave you last year.
Yeah, no, I mean, you know, she did. I mean, you know, both posts, you know, her and Jonna both have improved. You know, I mean, I think the word immensely from last year to this year. I mean, and they
immensely
both,
a good word.
You know, they both have put the work in. You can tell they put work in this summer, and that makes you feel good as a coach that they went home and they put work in. And I'm, again, like you said, I mean, Michaela Connor and Cassandra Harris, we kind of knew what to expect this year. But when you look at, I mean, I want to also, you know, bring up our two point guards. I mean, Jasmine Hoskins and Deja Johnson for 2 games in a row have controlled the game for us.
Yep.
I mean, you know, you look at, of course, I always use the example of Tom Brady for them. I said, if you guys understand that, yeah, he's great, but he controls the game. They have complete control of that game, and that's what we got to do as point guards. We got to control the game.
And I was impressed. I mean, Johnson only had 2 turnovers, and Hodgkins only had 1. And if your point guards are only turning the ball over 3 times, that's the execution you need.
Absolutely, Doc. And like I said, it's very impressive to see. You know, when you look at all the way across the board and the way they cheered for each other on the sidelines, I mean, it's fun. It's fun, Doc. This is what basketball should be.
I tell you what, and I can say this in complete honesty. You know, I've seen you happy on occasions. You look like Pharrell Williams. You know, it's a loss, but I mean,
y'all can play that once we get off the air here. That'd be a good song.
There you go, Coach. Real quickly, and I want to give you a chance to go talk to your young ladies here before you start back to Portales. But next weekend a tournament,
and
it's going to be games at 11 o'clock and 1 o'clock. And from what I understand, we haven't worked out the dollar amount, but there will be a pass that people will be able to buy that'll get them into both days.
Yeah, there'll be a pass. And, yes, 11 o'clock Friday will be University of Texas Permian Basin before Fort Lewis College, and then we play South Dakota School of Mines at 1, and then it's kind of flip-flop the next day, where UT Permian Basin will play South Dakota School of Mines on Saturday the 12th at 11, and then we play at 1 versus Fort Lewis. So, and then don't forget the volleyball that night, so fans can come enjoy a whole day at Greyhound Arena for 2 days. And so, you know, I tell you what, I see a Poirier in the volleyball. Boy, they got it rolling right now or what? Oh, my goodness, they're rolling right now.
Well, Coach, you got a shout-out you want to send to anybody in the listening audience?
Well, all our fans, I mean, my family's here with me, so it's always good. But the fans back home, and I want to give a shout-out to Coach Segler and Coach Wayman and that men's team. Wow. I mean, tradition. Lobo men's basketball is tradition. That's their first game, and our guys come out and hit them in the mouth like they did.
Yeah.
I can't wait to watch them. It's going to be fun to watch. It's going to be fun for Greyhound basketball this year.
No question. Well, Coach, thanks so much for being our guest.
Thank you.
And best of luck this coming weekend in your tournament.
Thank you very much, Doc.